الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأقوياء وعلى أصحابه الأسقياء. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، عن عمرو بن عبس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن الله يقول: قد حقت محبتي للذين يتحابون من أجلي، إلى آخر الحديث أو ما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. When a person is living in this world, it is natural for the human being to find certain things easier to do. And one of the reasons why things become easier to do and even difficult tasks a person takes on their hands is that when they have love of someone or something. If a person have love of someone and something, to attain that thing or to attain that person, a person can go to such lengths and such extremes that a person cannot imagine. In the past, people have even given their kingships because of they fell in love with someone. And now as well you find that people, if they are working, driving taxis, driving trucks, cleaning toilets, packing, doing all sorts of these things, because they have the love of the wealth. And some people, they fall into love of other human beings. Men fall in love with women, and women fall in love with men. And they also go to extremes to attain their love. Sometimes even they have to oppose all the society which they are living in. Rather, a certain extent, sometimes people even turn their backs to their parents. The very parents who became a mean for their existence and coming into this life and who have been caring for them, they even turn away from them. They turn away from certain benefits, and also they embrace happily sometimes the disgrace and opposition and the blame and the criticism of people as well. Similarly for dunya, similarly for the world, and similarly for the people who love office, who love certain kind of status, be it a social status, be it a political status. You see how people are actually trying to chase that, and how people have sacrificed their rest, their time, their family. So the underlying reason behind that is actually that they like something, they love something. Now if a person falls into love with the Creator, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that love is going to have same kind of attributes and same kind of effects as well. And we see in the history that the Anbiya alayhi wasalam and the pious people, their companions, they were people who really loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you've seen and read in the Quran and the hadith and the history that they also sometimes had to oppose the society at large, they sometimes had to leave their houses, they sometimes had to leave their families and parents, like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. They sometimes had to leave their wives and sons, like Sayyidina Ibrahim left Hazrat Hajar and Sayyidina Ismail. They sometimes had to leave their cities where they were born and lived a large portion of their life, like Rasulullah SAW leaving Makkah. So really, if someone can attain that love of Allah, all his problems are solved, because every opposition, every difficulty is going to become ease and easy for that person. It is going to become tasteful for them. You see people waking up all night to meet their girlfriend or their boyfriend and spending nights in their waiting. So this person, when he will fall or she will fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find them also awake at night in the form of tahajjud, in the form of other things. You will find them opposing everyone who do not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will find themselves that they are actually doing these things, and after doing all these things, they still can bear the difficulties. Like the companions in the beginning, Sayyidina Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala, how much they were tortured. They were asked to detest and reject Rasulullah sallallahu and his deen, but they embraced it, although they were going through great difficulty. So the point which I am trying to convey to you is that if you attain this part, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all other things will become easier for you. And if you don't have this part, then actually you have to drag yourself and you will have to face some difficulty, because you will be wanting something else and you will be doing something else, so there will be a war going on inside you. Now the real matter is that how to attain that love, that is the point. That is the real essence of this matter, that how to attain that love. Because one cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one cannot describe Allah azza wa jal in any form, because he's free from, and color, he's free from anything like human being or anything like creation. So the question is, how then one is going to achieve the love? How one is attaining love? So some people think they, by just asking and just thinking that they love Allah, they have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, that is not true. They might have an element of love, but actually that's not true. There is a methodology, there are ways to attain the love of Allah. The love of Allah is a diamond. You have to pay something to get that diamond. You have to work to get that diamond. It doesn't come to you before you actually put that effort into it. So in this hadith which I read a few days back as well, and today a part of it, in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has mentioned that on whom my love becomes truthful, on who can expect to attain my love. So in this hadith Rasulullah has mentioned, Hazrat Amr bin Absa radiallahu ta'ala says that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Amr bin Absa firmate hain ki maine Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ko firmate hue suna, يقول الله يقول إن الله يقول ونقول فرمايا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبحانه وتعالى says قد حقت محبتي للذين يتحابون من أجلي فرمايا کہ میری محبت ان لوگوں کے لئے برحق ہے. My love will actually come and it will make a place in those people's hearts who جو میری خاطر ایک دوسرے سے محبت کرتے ہیں. Who love each other for my sake. So that is one of the methodology, one of the things how you can achieve the love of Allah. How you might achieve? We love people as well. You might love your wife, you might love your children, you might love your neighbors, you might love your brothers. you might love your sister, you might love your friend, but you are not getting the love of Allah because you are loving them, or just actually because you like them, or you have a natural inclination to love them because they are related to you, or they have helped you, or they look good to you. But this thing is that you are not loving them for Allah. So that is why you are not going to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. Because you just love them for other reasons. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the first thing which people can get my love is those people who will love each other for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. Not for because they are your relatives, not because they are actually your business partner or they do favors to you, but loving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And loving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you will love the pious people. Because you're loving for Allah and who will be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's these people you should be loving. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, وَقَدْ حَقَّتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلَّذِينَ يَتَصَافُونَ مِنْ أَجْلِي. میری محبت ان لوگوں کے لیے بھی برحق ہے کہ جو میری خاطر ایک دوسرے کے خیر خواہ ہیں. This is second thing. Allah عز و جل said that my love will also come towards the hearts of those people who look after each other, who are in the welfare of each other because of my sake, who for my sake are well-wisher and in welfare of each other, who want goodness for each other and for other people for my sake. We also want good for many people, for our children, for our wives, for our parents, for our neighbors. But mainly that is just actually not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is just because we are related to them, or somehow we have certain benefits actually in relation to them, that's why. So that is why you are not going to get love of that. You do get love of the why you are in love with them, you will get love of that thing. Because we love these people for dunya or the nafs. So you get the love of nafs, you are in the, you fallen into the in the love of the nafs. So this is a principle that if you love someone for whatever you love them for, the love of that thing is going to come into you. If you love someone for money, the love of money is going to come into your heart. If you love someone for any other reason, that reason, why you have loved them, the love of that reason is going to come into your heart. If you love someone for dunya, the love of dunya is there. If you love someone for beauty, the love of beauty is going to come. If you love someone because they have high honor or social status, the love of social status is going to come. So that is why those people who love people or things other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are really doing harm to themselves. They are really doing a great harm to themselves because they are accumulating darkness upon darkness upon darkness. Because already they are needless and they are away from Allah, and now they are even actually making it more worse. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so this, here comes shafqat al-khalq. So that's why now you can understand the one of the four qualities or the four objectives of the Tariqah Muhammadiyah, ash-shafqatu al-khalq. Shafqat al-khalq, compassion of the creation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can see that how that element also really brings the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you, and the love of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in you. So that is not to do with this. Why, I have already said to you, the matter, the deal is not between you and the creation, you and the shaitan. The deal is between you and Allah. Allah did not create you for shaitan. Allah did not create you for the world. These things only come in between temporarily. The matter began between you and Allah in the world of spirits, and it is finally going to end on the day of judgment between you alone and Allah alone. This is going to end. There will be no shaitan, no world at that time, nothing in between. It's Allah who is going to call to you, my servant, come, why I have created you, now actually you have to give account to me. As simple as that. Now at that time you say, Shaitan, let me stray, dunya, let me stray. It will be irrelevant because when you have actually let yourself led astray, then actually you are responsible. So try to keep creation at its place. The matter is not between them and you. Matter find the beginning and end, it is between you and Allah. So try to disregard other people. If they are actually inviting you towards evil, don't listen to them. If they are being good with you, still don't fall too much attachment with them, otherwise actually you will fail. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَدْ حَقَّتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلَّذِينَ يَتَزَاوَلُونَ مِنْ أَجْلِ میری محبت ان لوگوں کے لیے بھی برحق ہے کہ جو میری خاطر ایک دوسرے سے ملتے ہیں. Those, my love will also come towards those people who meet each other for my sake. Who meet each other for my sake. So meeting people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You meet people, your wife maybe every day, but you might just meet her because she is your wife. You might meet your friend every day, but you might meet because he is your friend. So, but when you meet someone for the sake of Allah, your wife, your friend, your brothers, then actually the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. So these are all the ways where you can bring the love of Allah towards you. And they are all included in shafqatu ala al-khalq, yani compassion upon creation. When you have compassion upon creation, you gain the compassion of the All Merciful. You gain the mercy and love of the All Merciful. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, then you will also love Him. وَحَقَّتْ مُحَبَّتْ فِي لِلَّذِينَ يَتَبَازَلُونَ مِنْ أَجْلِ And Allah azza wa jalla said, وہ میری محبت ان لوگوں کے لیے برحق ہے کہ جو میری خاطر ایک دوسرے کے لیے خرچ کرتے ہیں. My love will come towards those people who spend on each other for my sake. Not because they are expecting favors. We also spend, we do da'wats of people. Now it's the month of Ramadan, iftaris of people. We give gifts to people. But we don't get the love of Allah nor the love of that person. Now understand there is a subtle secret there which I have actually mentioned to you from Hadith. Because the reason why you love someone, why you invite someone, why you give someone, the love of that is going to come into you. That is what 90% people don't understand. So if you invited people so that they also invite you of good food, then the love of food is going to come into you. You will find more love of food in you. If you give gifts, I give you a gift of shoes or clothing or money, whatever, because I'm expecting that the clothing or the money you will also give me, then only the love of clothing and the love of food is going to come into me. So this is the secret which Rasulullah mentioned here in this hadith, that how people fall into love of each other. There is a principle going on in this world that whoever will do it for whatever reason, the love of that is going to come into you. You want it or not, it is going to come into your heart. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that those people who spend for my sake, who give gifts for my sake, who do invite to da'wah for my pleasure, who help each other, who give to each other, who spend on each other for my sake, the love of mine is going to come into them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَحَقَّتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلَّذِينَ يَتَنَاصَرُونَ مِنْ أَجْلِي اور میری محبت ان لوگوں کے لیے بھی برحق ہے کہ جو میری خاطر ایک دوسرے کی مدد کرتے ہیں. Allah is just saying that my love will also come towards those people who help each other for my sake. We also help each other. We give people lifts. We help someone in need of money. We help someone who is needing a difficulty, but not for, mostly for Allah's Zawjal. Just in the sake that I will get help as well. I will get in return. So we do help, but then we want something. So whatever you want, the love of that thing you are going to get. So if you help people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for any other ulterior motive whatsoever, then through all interaction with creation, only the love of Allah is going to increase and come into you one day. So it is one of the best ways, that's why it is one of the four objectives of Tariqah Muhammadiyah. This is such an important thing, that if you interact with the creation through this thing which I have mentioned, then for the reason of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then even interaction with creation is just going to increase your love. So that is why the Anbiya Islam, when they came into this world, and Sahaba, Awliya, they interacted with the creation, but love of Allah increased in them, not the love of dunya. Now, because we are always very narrow-minded people who have ulterior, who will not even spit on someone if we are not getting anything in return, will not actually look at someone if we don't get anything in return. Well, it is said that it's not an example, I will just lengthen the discourse, I will just leave it, but what I am saying is that when you do things for, they are always thinking, what is in there for me? That's the first thing we do. Well, then you are going to get the love of me, and the me is nafs actually, and that's all what we get. We don't even want to open a door if we don't think we will benefit. We don't want to give anyone lift, we can do something, but we won't do it unless we think about how can this person help us? When can he help us? How can he help us? How much can he help us? And then, what is for me, then you are going to get love of me. And when you will always be thinking, what is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there, I am going to for Allah azza wa jal, for Allah, then ashir. So this hadith mentioned by Imam Ahmad with Isnad in Sahih, with true and Sahih, Asnad and chain of narration, and others as well, and Imam Hakim as well, and other ulama as well, Muhaddiseen have mentioned. But the great secret which actually is exposed in this hadith, Qudsi, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has actually mentioned, is that how you can live with people, but still you can gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is why Rasulullah said, La rahbaniya fi Islam. In Islam there is no monasticism, separation from creation, and that is why in the Tariqah Muhammadiyah, our Mashayikh says, this is Tariqah Shukr, that you stay in the creation, but you gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how you gain it is mentioned. So that's why Tariqah Muhammadiyah is called Tariqah Muhammadiyah, because in every hadith, this is Tariqah Muhammadiyah mentioned. One way or the other, it is related to any of the objectives, any of the conditions, any of the process in relation to the personal progress of the traveler and the seeker. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the right understanding. But the beauty is that the person who follows the Tariqah Muhammadiyah, he even understands this or not, he gets this quality anyway. There are such diamonds actually concealed in there that if a person travels, even he knows or doesn't know the ahadith or whatever, he simply follows the mashayikh and the tariq, he gets actually all these things, even actually without noticing themselves. Now, if there is anything else you want to ask or regarding this or any other matter, you can, otherwise, you can. How can that be same when you are already saying when you love for the person? Between the person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is difference. Allah azza wa jalla is the creator, the person is the creation. So you love the person for the sake of person, that is really you also are loving something other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what I have been negating in all the hadith, that you don't do things for people. You don't do things for people's sake and just actually, or the money's sake, for their relationship's sake, that you, they should just be non-existent in your sight, and you are doing it for Allah. All these non-Muslim theories and these humanitarian theories and humanitarian these philosophers, that's what they hold. They say that we should do for the sake of people. That humanity is the greatest thing. For human, we should do this. And they actually negate the religion actually. And the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should do for the sake of people, but for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people will be the forefront. That's who they will be trying to benefit. But the reason will not be for the person, for the sake of the person, but it will be helping the person for the sake of Allah.
If you be good to people like brothers and sisters, etc., but then you think bad of them in your mind, does that be two-faced?
If you do good to people for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake and then you think bad in your mind about them, is that being two-faced? No and yes. One way it is being two-faced and one way it isn't. The way which isn't is that if the thoughts of bad thoughts about them is coming because of the nafs and shaitan, but you are not accepting those thoughts, those bad thoughts, and you are not letting them settle in your heart, then no, you are not two-faced, you are one-faced person, you are rejecting something which is coming into your mind. But if you think bad about themselves, about those people yourself, or you let it settle, and you make your mind finally about them in a bad way, yes, that is called hypocrisy and two-faced, because outwardly you are helping them, inwardly you are actually hating them, or you may say, having a bad opinion of them.
Another question. Do we have to pay tithra for a baby who is 3 months old?
If the baby is breathing, no matter how old they are, actually, 1 day old, the fitra you have to pay.
How does a person know that he loves someone for the sake of Allah and not for any good qualities that he has?
How does the person know that he loves someone for the sake of Allah and not for the good qualities? Well, it is very simple. It should be black and white why that person loves. For example, when they will love them for the sake of Allah, they will have Allah in mind first, and his qualities will come after. And when they love someone for their looks or their beauty or their qualities, then whenever they are going to think about them, those qualities and those beauty, the beauty or those things are going to come in front of that person, and then maybe the person thinks deeply, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come as well. So how you know it, that what actually overtakes your mind when you think about that person, when you interact with that person? That is why Rasulullah said, there is a sign of awliya Allah, that when you look at them, you are reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That this is the sign of Salihin and Awliya, that when you interact and look at them in their company, they remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is very, very clear. If you, let's say, you are serving an old woman or old man actually who lives in your neighborhood, so that you can become a heir and you can get the property of that person. So although you will be, every day you will be serving and cleaning their toilets and asking them how you are, but every time you go, in front of you the money or the house will be appearing. There is not actually, but outwardly you are doing. But if a person is doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these things will not come, only Allah's wajal will just come into their mind, and person will be thinking that my this amal is acceptable for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he accepts it's a great one, and the help of Allah. So, whatever overwhelms your mind when you do interact with these people, that is the, for the, why you are doing, and that is for the own sake you have that relationship. So this all comes in shafqat al-khalq, in compassion upon creation. And it is a very good way to increase the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while interacting with the creation. And forgetting what is there in, what is in there for me, what is for me, what is for me. Now there is most society is based on this principle. The first is what is in for me, and if there is something, they will go to just throw away. If not, it is just like they will shrug their shoulders and finish the matter. في تهديد آخر الله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.